Hey, welcome to the next Ignition Moment in the Mental Health and Wellbeing in COVID-19 webinar series. In COVID-19, during COVID-19, after, as a result of, throw whatever preposition you want in there. We're dealing with tough times. We will be for a while. The series is aimed at helping you to grow and develop now in such a way that whatever future comes our way, we'll be able to handle it even better than we were able to handle the past. These Ignition Moments are all about just giving you a little bit of a sort of maybe a 10 to 15 minute ignition boost, some food for thought, a little nugget, something that you can add to your toolkit, your tool belt to help you deal well with what we're facing together. Today, we're going to be speaking about communication. Such an important and vital thing in all of life, all the time, but we're feeling the importance of it in a moment like this right now. I don't know about you, but I've been hearing stories recently about a lot of disgruntlement that's happening, specifically in the work sector. You know, of course, we're having fights with our spouses and we're, you know, there's disgruntlement and we're resentful of COVID-19 as well. But in the workplace, there is frustration and there is resentment. This is happening. It's happening right now. You may not be aware of it in your own organization. Your organization may be the anomaly, the exception to the rule, but I promise you this is happening. Relationships in organizations are deteriorating because of poor communication. People are getting disgruntled. There is so much chaos, there is so much confusion. We don't really know what it is that's happening. All our old processes are out the window. Nobody's telling us what the new processes are. It's difficult to navigate. And when things are difficult to navigate and our needs aren't being met, the collateral of that, the result of that, is resentment towards people, disgruntlement. I heard today from a colleague of mine that someone in their life received only 50% of their paycheck last month. Okay, that's not particularly newsworthy. That's happening a lot. What was really interesting and shocking for me was that they were not even communicated with beforehand. Nobody picked up the phone to tell them, we're not going to be able to make full payment of salaries this month. There was no memo sent. There was no communication. No, just when she checked her bank balance, she hadn't been paid her whole salary. Now, that makes a rubbish situation a whole lot worse. You know what? I find that so disrespectful, so devaluing, dehumanizing of your employees that you wouldn't even communicate with them. It's a hard thing. I'm sure it's a hard thing for them too, the employers, only being able to pay that. You know, this is a time for tough decisions, and tough decisions need to be made. But let's not make it a time for stupid decisions as well. And not communicating, that's a stupid decision. I heard another story today in the same conversation with a different colleague about a company that had a Zoom call, company-wide Zoom call. And in the Zoom call, they retrenched a whole lot of people. I don't know what the digital version of pack your bags is. Maybe leave meeting. It is so disrespectful and it's dangerous and it causes damage, not just to the people who now have to leave the meeting, but to everyone. Communication is so important. Now, I'm not so naive to think that good communication can solve all our problems. Of course they can't. But what it can do is make our problems less problematic. What it can do is mitigate some of the fallout. If you can be open and honest with your team, with your organization, in the way you communicate, you will be able to get allies, not enemies, in this moment. And now's the moment where we all need cohesion and we need to pull together. But if we don't communicate like that, what's going to happen is frustration, resentment, little coagulating groups of gossip, and the morale and the culture that maybe your organization has been fighting so hard to get, that's just going to drain away. Now, there are two things in communication that are super helpful to remember to communicate well. That is clarity and regard. And I'm going to walk you through a construct in a couple of minutes about how these two interact and how we can get the perfect mix to be able to communicate in such a way that we can build, develop trust with people. But before we do that, I'm going to just walk you through the four different behaviors that are going to fit into this model that we look at. So, aggression. Aggressive behavior is the kind of behavior, the kind of communication that says your needs aren't important. Who you are, what you think, what you value, doesn't matter. Only my needs, only what I want, that's important. Symbol we use at Migrafa, that is a bulldozer. And that's the kind of behavior that you see in road rage or domestic violence, or, you know, even just in the subtlety of interrupting people in a meeting because you disagree with them. That's aggressive behavior. It's unhealthy. It's unhelpful. It damages relationships. It damages trust. Another unhealthy kind of behavior is passivity. It's almost the direct opposite. Instead of my needs and my values being the most important, no, yours are. You're so much more important than me. My needs aren't even important. I don't even know if my idea is a good one. I'm not going to say it. Passive behavior as well is not healthy. It doesn't foster trust. It doesn't foster relationship. It's unhealthy. The third unhealthy behavior is passive aggression. Now, you can imagine aggression and passivity got together and had a kid, and their reprobate child developed all of their worst traits. Well, that's what passive aggression is. Passive aggression is it's aggression with an inferiority complex and a confidence problem. It's an aggressive response internally that doesn't come out in the moment around the thing that you are feeling aggressive about. It comes out in other ways. It finds its way out. So a good example is you're at the restaurant and the waiter is rude to you and gets your order wrong and you don't know how to confront that issue. So you just tip really badly and you tell all your friends never to go to that restaurant. It's unhelpful. It's unhealthy. It's cowardly. We use the symbol of poison for passive aggression because you might not necessarily know right away that it's happening, but over time, it damages so many things. Symbol I forgot to say for passivity is a doormat, allowing yourself to be totally walked over. And all three of these behaviors are unhealthy. They're unhelpful, and they do damage in the long term. In the moment, you might get what you want. You know, the person who's being aggressive because they want their way, they'll get their way, but they'll damage the relationship. It's not going to be helpful in the long term. There's an instant reward, but a long-term cost. Passivity, same thing. You're never going to be able to move into a flourishing relationship if you are just a doormat. But in the moment, you may avoid the conflict, or you may be nervous to try and articulate your idea. Maybe it's, you know, at a brainstorming session in the boardroom. Maybe it's in a relationship. So you opt for the coward's way out, passivity. No, my ideas aren't good enough. Well, it doesn't help your self-perception, and it doesn't help the trust and the collaborative impact that you could be having in your environment. It's unhealthy. Passive aggression, of course, unhealthy. What you get in the moment is that ability to not have to face the problem, you know, which is what passivity wants. I don't want to face the problem, but I'll still be aggressive and get my way. It's not helpful. It's not healthy. There is a fourth behavior, assertiveness. Now, assertiveness often has a bad rap. People often think that assertiveness is, you know, it's just a different form of aggression. You know, it's often used as a sort of insult. She's very assertive, you know, as in she says what she wants and she's not scared to say it. And it's a bit unfortunate because assertive behavior is the kind of behavior, and assertive communication, when it's done well, is the kind of communication that says, no, your needs are important. You are valuable. I am valuable. My needs are important. My opinions, my thoughts, what I'm going through is important. What you are going through is important. Assertive behavior is the kind of behavior that fosters long-term trust. But it's difficult in the moment. You see the converse. You have the three unhealthy behaviors that are easy in the moment and have long-term damage. Assertive behavior can be hard in the moment. It may be hard to be assertive, to communicate in such a way that you say what you need to say in a way that is respectful of others. But it has long-term benefits. Building trust is one of them. So now I told you about clarity and regard. Now, all four of these behaviors, they fit onto a quadrant with two axes, with clarity and regard. If your communication has low clarity, then you are on the passive-aggressive or passive side of clarity. Think about it. Passive-aggressive behavior is confusing. What's going on? I don't understand. You said you were going to wash the dishes, but you've spilled water all over the floor. Did you do that on purpose? You know, it's confusing. There is lack of clarity there. And passivity, of course, you don't even communicate what it is you're feeling or thinking. So So again, low clarity there. High clarity is aggression. You can't confuse aggression. You know what it is someone wants when they're being aggressive. And assertiveness as well is high in clarity. Regard is the word we use to talk about the value you have for others and for their needs. If regard is low, then you're being aggressive or you're being passive aggressive. No, your side of the story doesn't matter. Only my side matters. So aggressive behavior is high in clarity, but low in regard. Passive behavior is low in clarity, but overly conscious of regard. No, you are so valuable. You are so important. Your view is more important than mine. And of course, assertive behavior as well is also high in regard. So as you can look at this construct, as you can see, of these four different behaviors, we see that if you have high clarity and high regard, that is what is assertive. And my encouragement to you, my little takeaway for you as you go into the rest of your days, as you communicate with your team members, with your colleagues, with your employees, with your family at home, if you can increase the communication clarity and the regard, if you can be clear that you value them in your communications and that their needs and their views and perspectives are important, if you just do those two simple things, increase the clarity and increase the regard, everyone will be able to handle this time more easily. There is so much that we have to handle right now. Let's make sure we communicate in a way that is going to help all of us handle it better. I'll see you in the next episode.